Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. We're on the top, the first line of Ayin Hey Omed Aleph. And the Gemara initially brings and repeats the braisa that we brought yesterday at the end of Ayin Dalid Omed Beis. And the reason why we are repeating it is to identify who's the Tana of this braisa. The braisa told us a tremendous chiddush that normally throughout the year you have any Baal Chai, meaning any animal. As long as the animal is alive, it is not mekabel tumah. A human being, of course, is different. Any one of us can become tumah at any time by touching a dead sheretz, touching an avela, etc. A baal chai, meaning an animal, cannot become tumah. This braisa tells us there's an exception to the rule. Now, what is that exception to the rule? The famous ben pekua. Well, we know the ben pekua is different than all other animals because every other animal you can only eat if you shecht it. Ben pekua, you don't need to shecht. So this braisa introduces yet another chiddush for ben pekua that it can become tomei mechaim when it's alive. Where do we see that? So Zokti Marman Tana. Who's the Tana of the following braisa? Second line. Ovar ben nohar. You have this ben pekua going through the river. Obviously, by going through the river, it is now all wet. And therefore, it's become hukshir, mukshir lekabel tumah, because water is one of the seven mashkois. And then subsequently, this same animal, halach lebeis hakvaros, walked into a beis hachayim, into a cemetery, nitma, it became tumah. Even though this animal is alive, it's tumah. So who's the tzan of this braisa? Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the sign you will learn that a braisa, Shimon Eloza, Oyim Yishim, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Metamei Tumas Oichlin, Vetzorech Hechsher. Metamei Tumas Oichlin, again, is referring to our case of the Ben Pekua. Even though it's alive and alive and kicking, full of vitality, and makes no difference, it can be Metamei Tumas Oichlin, but it requires a Hechsher. Now you're saying to yourself, well, all oichlin require a hechsher. So the chiddush of Yosei Glili is, since solkadaita chamina, just like the mami animal, is mukshir lekabel tumah, when you shechted that mami animal, tons of dam went and burst out, spilled out onto the behema. So the behema became mukshir because dalid dam is one of the seven mashkois, right? Yad shuch adam, so dalid is one of the seven mashkois. So the animal, by definition, becomes mukshel kabel tumah, and I might have thought that the vlad inside this ben pekua should also become mukshel kabel tumah because it's part and parcel of the mami. It's so much part of the mami that the mami is machsherit b'shchita. You don't have to go and check the ben pekua according to Rabbanan. You just check the mami. Why? Because it's all one entity. So therefore I would think that the ben pekua is also mukshir because it's one entity. Kamash Malon, this price, no, but Tzorech Hechsher needs a different Hechsher. Rashi says, the Trei Gufei Ninu. Even though this Ben Pekua gets the benefit of the Shechita, you don't have to go and shecht it separately, but it does require a separate Hechsher Lekabotum. Okay, so that's clearly the Tan of this price that says, Ove Benor Huchsher, Holach Beis Akvaris is Nitma. That's Rabbi Yosi Haglili that we just quoted. But the braisa continues on. Chachamim oimrim einem etamei tumas oichlin mitnei shu chai. V'chol shu chai einem etamei tumas oichlin. So the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yosi Haglili in the sense that there is no machloikis over here in the braisa like we had in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we had a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim whether or not the shechita of the mami will be machshir the ben pekua inside. When we keep on saying throughout this perek that ben pekua is mutter without shechita because shechita se'em, that's all according to the Rabbanan, but not according to Reb Meir. Okay, Rashi points out that the two man the yomrim in this braisa, both Rabbi Yosi Haglili and the Chacham, both hold like the Rabbanan. As a result, you do not need a separate shechita on the ben pekua. The only shaila is, since the ben pekua what's the reason why the ben pekua doesn't need its own shechita? Because it's like an extra averik, an extension of the mami. So what's the machloket between Rabbi Yosi Haglili and the Chacham? they both agree it's an extension of the mami, and they both agree the gabi shchita, the ben pekur, does not need its own shchita. However, the gabi hilchis tumah v'tahara, that's where we have the machlokes, where the chachamim say that in theory, me'ikr hadin, I agree with Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that because this happens to be,
why should I add to something to me?
Yeah, tired of chush be'er lechid, it gets in the air conditioner. Efshe came to this collection, but it's a couch paper. It's a moichuzan and shulik fire tercha. A grace to shakoyev.
Getting back to the brisa, so according to Biosi Haglili, it's metamet tumas oichlin. Why is metamet tumas oichlin?
Because of the fact that this is just an extension of the rest of the animal. Just like the rest of the animal after the shechita, it's mukshel kabal tumah, it's now susceptible to kabbalah tumah, because it's now just regular piece of meat, right? Anytime you shecht an animal, now all the rest of the animal is now just meat, and you cut it into pieces, and we eat it. So now it's typical oichlin, which is mekabel tumah. Says Rabbi Yosi Glili, the same thing applies to this ben pekuah, even though the ben pekuah happens to be alive, but it's just like a piece of meat, like the rest of the animal. So therefore, it's metam tumah. The Chum say, no. The Gabi Hilcha Shechita Avadet, it's extension of the animal, and you don't need Shechita on it. But don't say that it's just dead meat, and therefore it's Oichel. No. Since it's alive, and Nishu Chai, it's running around. Fine. So the previous Raisa that we quoted at the top, that is like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Says Yimav Az Rabbi Yochan Letame. Rabbi Yochan goes to Shitasoi. Dom Rabbi Yochan and found another Tana that holds that you can have a live Bal Chayim and it's Mekabel Tumah. Who is that? We just got finished Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that even though this Ben Baku is alive, it's Mekabel Tumah. Mm-hmm. Who's Beis Shammai? Now we're going off to fish. State in the Mishnah, dog Imasai Mekabel Tumah. When could fish be Mekabel Tumah? Bishami Omrim, Mishia Tsoidu, Bisil Omrim, Mishia Musu. Bisil, of course, is understandable. What means Mishia Musu? You went and took a fish. Fish, we know, does not require Shechita. However, as long as the fish is alive, it's a Bal Chai, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Bisil, Kishi Musu. When they will die, how will they die? You go and take a baseball bat and you bang it over the head, or you extract it from the water and eventually it cannot live because it cannot breathe. When it dies, then it's Mekabel Tumah. Beis Shammai says, no, even when it's still alive, it's Mekabel Tumah. Mishia Tzoidu. As soon as you capture it in your net or on your fish hook, it becomes already susceptible to Tumah. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, by a behema, the reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah, Mechayim, because it requires Shechita. Till it gets to Shechita, it's alive. Not Mekabel Tumah. The fish, it doesn't require shechita. Since it doesn't require shechita, even when it's alive, it's as if it's a mace. And just like by a mace, it's mekabel tumah. Here too, the dogim, even when they're still alive, are mekabel tumah. Oh, so therefore we find Rabbi Yochanan Shitasai that I have two separate tanoim, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the gabe ben pekua, and the gabe fish, Abach Beis Shammai. They both hold one that's still alive, it's mekabel tumah. We left out one man, the Emre Bekiva Oimer, Vesuk Rebekiva, Yishor She'en Yecholim Lich Yois. It doesn't have to be all the way like Beisil, after it's already dead, when it's already Agoisis, when it's a Shchivmara, that the fish can no longer live. Frank, you want my Benayu? What is that case that you are referring to? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Dag Mekarteya Ika Benayu. Dag Mekarteya means a dog which is jerking around, which is jumping up and down and cannot stay in one place because it realizes that it only has a few seconds left to live. I don't know, on the West Side years ago, we used to have on Broadway a fishmonger that had live fish going that were swimming around in a fish tank. And then anybody who bought a fish, the fishmonger would take the fish out. The fish, of course, didn't want to leave the water and it was jumping up and down in a somewhat wild fashion. The fishmonger went and took the equivalent of a baseball bat, hit it over the head, and that was it. You don't need shechita. But until that moment, Rashi calls it mefarper.
that the fish is jerking and jumping and fluttering and all the rest. It can't stay in one place.
What is Rashi? We're going to Yuvish Boik. What is the...
So Rashi says, so at what point does Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Kiva hold that it's considered to already be dead, She'eni Yochel Lichyois, and now it can be Makabel Tumah? So Rashi says is, if you look at the Rashi halfway down, Mikartea Mefarper, Mefarper means it's jerking up and down, Ukigoin Shiyovish Boy Kisela Ubein Snapirov. It's already at the point where on the body of the fish, part of it has already dried out. You've taken it out of the water long enough that it's yovesh, it is dry, kisela. Now it doesn't mean that the quality of the yovesh, of the dryness, is like kisela. It means that the space, the area on the outside of the fish is like the area of a sela. And the sela over here, we're not talking about a boulder, we're talking about a coin. So if you have a coin the size of a sela, let's assume that's like a chwais, a quarter, or like a dollar, whatever it happens to be, a dollar coin. So sela is, let's say, more or less like that. If on the fish itself, there is a space where it's totally dry. But one second, we don't mean dry, let's say, on the tail. It's got to be bein snapirov. Bein snapirov means between the gills, between the, where the fins, where that's where the, as you know, fish do not have lungs like human beings or like animals. They have gills from which they go and breathe. So if in that space where the breathing apparatus is in the fish, if the, in that space there is an area which is a sela or more which is dried out, sulaychai, this animal, this fish can no longer live like we have in the Sechtes Tanis. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that's the point when Rabbi Yochanan says, not Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kiva says, it's a dead fish, and it's a makabel tumah. Okay, so now we have shown Rabbi Yochanan has taka tumah and the yamrim. They both hold the same. A bal chai, which is living, can be makabel tumah. Noldu bedogim simone treifa ma. What happens if you have a dog that has a simone treifa? Now remember, simone treifa that we had back in the previous parak in Eile Treifas, we had 18 treifas. All of those are shaykh by behemois, because behemois require shechita, and you can't shecht a treifa animal. And if you did shecht a treifa animal, it's not going to be matir the basar bachila, although, as we learned a bunch of times, it will go and be matayir mitumas nevel. Now the question is, wusin mit dogim? Dogim is no din of shechita whatsoever. If it gets a simen treifa, what would Rebbe Kiva hold? Since Rebbe Kiva holds that fish mishah she'en yecholim lichyois, they're already mekabel tumah, if I have a dog that has now simone treifa, Rashi says, what would be a simen treifa? Kigoy nikvu ma'ayon. Ma'ayon means a b'nei me'eha. Fish, as we know, have the equivalent of intestines. They obviously don't have the same intestines like human beings or like behemoths, but also something similar, b'nei me'ayim, from which all the waste has to go through to get out on the other side. What happens if there's a nekiv in that b'nei me'ayim? Do we say as a result that this fish is already a goner? Remember, Rabbi Kiva said, Mishah she'eni cholim lichyois, it's already mekabel tumah. So maybe according to Rabbi Kiva, it's mekabel tumah now when it's noilid behem simone treif. Is mal. Says Yimoy Tiboy the Mandi Omitrefa Chai, Tiboy the Mandi Omitrefa Enachai. We have that famous machloikis, the Gabi Behemis. Whether you say Trefa Chaya, Trefa Chaya means that even though it's a Trefa, it's confirmed the Trefa, we did an X-ray, we see that there's a Sircha in the lungs, or any other type of Tarfis. But that doesn't mean that the Behemah cannot live. It could even live theoretically another 5 years. Aye, so why does it have the status of a Trefa? Trefa is Hilcha Locha L'moish Misinai. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, whether you understand it, whether you don't understand it, when you have any one of these 18 simone tarfas, this behema is considered to be no longer kosher, and shechita is not going to help. But I didn't say it's not going to live. It could live. Treva chay. But there's another man, there's another man that says, no, by the fact that it has this simon tarfas, it's only a question of time. How long is the time we had before? One man diyama said one chodesh, the other man diyama said a whole year, 12 chadoshim. But trei venichai, it's not going to live much longer. So says the Gemara, you can ask this shaila of Rav Chizda Lagabi, the fish, the simoni treifa, tiboy le man diyama, treifa chai, tiboy le man diyama, treifa enichai. When you say the treif is chayin, it means that this treif could live for an extended period of time. So l'choira, Rebbe Kiva could not learn that way, because Rebbe Kiva says, l'gabe fish, misho she'enim yecholen lichyos. And according to Bandi Yom, the treif chayin sounds like the fish, even though it got simoni treif, can still live for a long time. So therefore, it would not be mekabel tuma, according to Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva says, misho she'en yecholen lichyos. But treif chaya could still live for another 12 months or longer. Zokti more nine. There could be a major nafkimina between a behema and between a dog. To boil the man, the other treif chaya behema who the nefisha chiyusa. When do we say treif chaya that even though it has simone treifis that this behema can continue to live? That's because a behema by definition has so much more energy and so much vitality. So much life to it. No, that being the case, treif is chayim. Aber dogim v'lein nefisha chiyusai. Dogim are far more fragile and delicate and soft. They don't have that same degree of vitality and strength that behemoths have. Loi, skon zayin, even if a behema treif is chaya, skon zayin by a fish, treif ain't a chaya, and that's why Rabbi Kiva would hold that it's already shor she'ein yecholon lichyois, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Or you do what may be punk fakert. I feel a man the yama treif ain't a chaya, the guy with behema. Once it becomes treifa, it cannot exist, it cannot live. So I would say the same thing applies to the fish. No, maybe hanimil behema. The yesh b'mina shchita. Since by behemas, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechadish the din that you cannot eat behemas unless you go and shecht it. So zeh le'umazeh osalikim is hilchay shchita. And then there are hilchays. Treifa would say, even though this is an animal like all other animals, yesh b'mina shchita, but this one you cannot shecht because it's treif. You can shecht it, but you're not going to be matir b'achila through the shechting. So therefore, treifis is kind of a counterweight and says, no, shchita is not going to work over here. Avadong b'mina shchita, there the whole concept of shchita doesn't apply. You don't have a concept of shchita by dogim, so therefore this whole discussion treif achaya, treif ein achaya could be is irrelevant, and therefore maybe we would say by the dogim, even though by the meat, by the behemoth treif ein achaya, by dogim maybe I would say, I don't care your chay and nishchay, as long as the dog is able to swim and to go and to come, it's vayter chay and it's not mekabel tuma. Teiku, therefore, says Gemara, we cannot be poisha the shala, what would Rebbe Kiva hold by a dog, nol debar simone treif? Next case. Itil and Nefil. Now we're no longer talking about fish, now we're talking about a regular behemah. And a regular behemah was Mapil Nefil, that means it was Mapil. Mapil means it had a miscarriage. And the miscarriage, by definition, means that the Nefil was not yet 9 months. The Moshel, it was 8 months from its initial pregnancy, initial gestation. And when the nafel unfortunately came out of the mother's stomach, it was stillborn, and everybody said, Nambach, a miscarriage, a nafel. Okay, so clearly you're not allowed to eat from this nafel, because since the mommy is still alive, we didn't go and shech the mommy, so it's not a ben pakua situation. And since this nafel fell out and it's dead, you can't go and shech it. So what is the shaila? The shaila is the chaylev of this nafel. Can you eat from this the chaylev of the nafel, yes or no? Now clearly, if you eat from it, you're going to be over the isser of eating nevela. That's clear. But the isser nevela is an isser lav. When it comes to chaylev is an isser kares. So if a person were to eat from the chaylev of this nafel, does it have the status of kares or only lav? Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar chelboy kechaylev behema. It's no different than any other behema. It's true. It was never a bar kayoma. It was always a nafel. It died nebuch in the 8th month, maskim. But that has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. It still has chaylev. And just like every behemoth has chaylev, you eat it, you get kares. You eat chaylev from the nafel, you get kares. Shemalokish omen, no, chelbay ke chaylev chaya. This is, of course, an expression. He doesn't mean it's a chaya because this is a behemoth. It's a vlad of a behemoth. But he means just like chaylev chaya is mutter ba'achila, you're allowed to eat the chaylev of this nafel. So what is the machloikis over here? The machloikis is, does this nafel get the status of a full-fledged, full-term behema, legabi hilchis chaylev? Or do I say no? Since it never got to the point of 9 months, it died in its 8th month, it never became a behema, and so therefore the din of chelav of behema does not apply. Ishakti Gemara, what's the basis of the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan Amar? Chelbay kechelav behema. The chelav of this nafel has the same din as chelav behema. Why? Because avira garim. All you need is that it should come out into the atmosphere, into the air. Meaning, as long as a Vlad was inside the animal, that's a different story. But since a Vlad was born, it came out la'avira oilam, even though it was not kolu'loi chadosha, but never reached 9 months, it was a miscarried fetus, a nafel, and therefore it will never develop into full-fledged behemoth. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's not the determining factor. It's not chadoshim that determine whether or not it's chelav. It's the avir. The fact that it came out la'avir o'ilam, it has now the status just like a behema, and just like any behema that's born. As soon as it's born, there's a din of isr chelav. This miscarriage, it was also born. How was it born? It came out la'avir o'ilam. Din of chelav applies. Reb Shimon Lokish, no. Omar chelav chelav chaya. Why? Because chadoshim nami garmi. To determine and to decide that a behema is a behema, it's not enough that it had the came out la'avir oilam. You also have to have the benefit of kolu loy chadoshet, meaning a full term baby. What's a full term baby? 9 months. This is an afal after 8 months. The din of chelev does not apply. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you only need the avir oilam. You don't need the chadoshet. According to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you need both. Chadoshim, it should be 9 months old, as well as that it came out la'avir oilam. You need both. Ikri amin. Others had a different version of the machlokes. Kol heichad le'kolu le'chadoshim le'klumu. If it died and it was miscarried at the end of 8 months, it never reached the 9th month. Sizgunish. It's just nebuch waste material. Rachman litzlan. It's an avela, but there's no din of chelik. Because it was like kolul chadoshim, it's only the chelav of a full-grown, full-term behema that has a din of chelav. This was never full-term. Keep ligus. So where's the machlokes? Heichad the hoishit yodelim a behema betolech chelav shel ben teschai ve'ochal. Oh, you have a situation where there's a vlad inside the mummy. It's already 9 months old. In other words, it's already full-term. If you wait another day or two or three, the mommy's going to go and give birth. But there was someone who was very, very hungry and specially wanted chelev. And he couldn't wait. So what did he do? He stuck his hands into the me'ei behema, into the rechem. And he chapt oz ashtikel chelev from the ben teschai inside the animal. And he took it out and he ate it. Right? Rabbi say we're not recommending this. We're talking about if theoretically a person were to do that and to grab that chelev and schlep it arose, what would be the status of that chelev? So you're wondering, what do you mean the status? It's chelev. No. But it never was yoytze la'avir oilam. So zok yetzimor, the same machlek Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Omar chelvay kechelev behema. Why? Chadoshim garmi. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the only thing I look to is whether it was full term. If it was an 8th month, not full term, then avad, it's not chelev. But this was full term, even though it didn't come the avir ha'olam. So notice Rabbi Yochanan is the exact opposite of the previous Rabbi Yochanan. Because in the first iteration of this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why the chelev is chelev behema, even though it's only an eight month, non-full-term baby, because you only look at the avir garm. That's the only important thing. Since it came out la'avir oilam, it's like any other behema. Other behemas are walking around. This behema is nebuch dead, like an avela, but it came out la'avir oilam, so it's a behema, and you have a din of chelev. This Rabbi Yochanan is just the opposite. I ignore whether it's avir oilam. The ikr is chadashim. Since it's already 9 months in gestation inside the mami, so even though it hasn't come out la'avir oilam, makes no difference. It's a behema, and therefore you'll be chayv on eating chelev. Reb Shimon Lakish Amar, no, chelvay kechelev chaya. It's mutalach. Not that you're allowed to eat it, it's still nevela, but it doesn't have a din of kares like chaylev, just like the chaylev achaya, which doesn't have a din of carts. Zaki Mara, why? Pshemilakish again, lishi tosai, just like the first lashon. Chadoshim vaavira garmi. You need both. Until you have that it's full term. And it's yoytza avira oilam, the chaylev is mutter. And this is what Rav Shlokish said according to the first lashon as well. Like the lashon of Gemara was. You need both that it came out the Avir, and you also need that it was full term, full 9 months. Okay, so the two Reish Lakishes are exactly the same. You need both requirements, and Rabbi Yochanan depends. First Lashon says that the Iker is the Avir, and the second Lashon Rabbi Yochanan, the Iker is the Chadoshes. Frank Dimar Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Machay the Vishtei Kloyes Amuris Ba'asham Mutza Mechlal Shlil. What is this all about? Person is bringing a carbon shlomim in the base of Mikdash. Until now we were talking about chulin, and now we're going off on a tangent for a moment to kudishim. And specifically we're talking about a shlomim. The reason why we're talking about a shlomim is because a shlomim, you can bring both a zachar or a nekeva. So what happens if in fact Yitaka brought a nekeva? Now we know by all kudishim, at least by all the haimis kudishim, you have to take the chalovim, what we call the aymerin, and you have to put it on the mizbech. And it's not just the chalovim, it's all to the shtei kloyes. The chil v'asher aleim, asher l'aksolim, like it says in the Torah. Yes, soris menakoved, fine. So normally, chalov and shtei kloyes, you have to go and put on the mizbech. What happens if you find that this animal, the shlum, which you just shechted, is not only the behem itself, you open up the insides to remove the chalavim, and then you say, hey, wow, look, there's a vlad inside as well. I never realized that. Unbelievable. There's a vlad in this mani. So what happens now? Do you have to take the chalav and shtei akloyes of the vlad as well and put it on the mizbeach as aymerin? Just like the mami animal, you have to take the chalav and shtei akloyes. Do you have to take from the vlad all to the chayv and shtei akloyos or not? So the time of this braise tells us that we're going to learn it from the korban osham. By korban osham, we never take out the chayv from the shlil. We never take out the shtei akloyos. Shlil means the vlad. You know why we don't take it? Because an osham is always a zuchar. You never have an osham and a chayv. So since you only have a zuchar, it's impossible for a zuchar to have a shlil, which has chelim and shtei akloyes inside. And therefore, we're going to learn from an oshem to all other kabbalists. Just like by korban oshem, you don't have to go and take the chelim and shtei akloyes from the vlad, vasenishdu kavlad, but lemaisi, you don't take it and put on the mizbeach. Same thing like gabad shlomim or a toid or any other carbon that you can go and bring, which is in a keva, you do not take out the chelim and shtei akloyes and put it on the mizbeach. That's the drasha of this price. Ma chilu v'shtei klois amuris ba'ashem. Mutza michlal shlil. Mutza means that there's an exception, excluded, shkoyach, by the shlil, that you do not take the chilu v'shtei klois. Af kol, all other kabbanas, even though you have nekevois that have a shlil inside, ulza mutza michlal shlil. So this is a situation where we're learning efshir misha e efshir. Because by the Oshem, it's e-efshir to have the chel v'shtei akloyes, and we're applying that rule to all other animals that can have chel v'shtei akloyes. Okay. What is the kasha now, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish? Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlem l'didi, hayna d'itztrich kro l'mute. That's why I need this special limud that I'm learning, shar karbonis from the carbon Oshem. L'mute, you don't have to put the chel on the mizbeach. You know why? Because since I hold that by a shlil, by such a vlad, the chaylev is like a chaylev behema. So if it's chaylev behema, just like all other chaylev behema, you have to put on the maracha, on the mizbeach. So I would have thought that you have to put the chaylev of this vlad, of the shlil, of the karm shlomim, also on the mizbeach. Kamash malon, that I learned from Osham, just like Osham. No, by shlomim and other kabbanis, no, you don't have to go and put the chaylev on the mizbeach. El Didach, according to you, Reish Lakish, that you hold that all chaylev of a shlil of such a vlad is not chaylev behemah, it's a chaylev chaya. So my itzrich, you don't need a pasuk to go and say, I exclude the chaylev of a shlil. Sinishtu kadin chaylev in a shlil. You call it chaylev, but it's not chaylev that you put on the mizbeach because it's not chaylev behemah, it's a chaylev chaya. As I afraid to Bjoichan on Turish Lakish, yes?
It says, please on my DD.
With the DD means to Bjoichan.
What Pasagar is it being I? I thought we said it was because he Afshar, that it was an Asham.
The Gemara uses the term over here, Kra, a little bit liberally. What he really means is, Haina Istra Kra, that's the reason why I need a special drasha that I learn from Karban Asham. Now, if you're wondering, so what pasuk are we talking about? So, if you look at the Rashi, Chelu v'shtei hakloyos, it's about five lines above where we are in the Gemara. V'toyres kehanim in the Sifra, Shnuya b'shlam, it says, Eskol achei v'ashal akerev, Aydarshin the Chelu ala akerev, v'loy esa shlil. You don't go and put in the, you don't take the chelev and the shlil and put on the mizbech. Maybe I would learn the pshat when it says v'lo yaseh shlil, that if you didn't put the chelev on the mizbech, you don't get punished. But I would think, but l'chadchila you should put it on the mizbech. Kishu oyim echel v'shtei akloyis ba'asham, she'en talmud loyim, there it also says chelev v'shtei akloyis. And we have by and we have chel v'shtei akloyis by shlamim. So I learn one from the other. Ma shlamim she'ein kol minan toin alia. Hari hein tuunin chel v'shtei akloyis. Oshim she'kol minoi tuunin alia. In addition, she'yitoin chel v'shtei akloyis. By shlamim, it doesn't have to be dafka from a keves. You can bring a shlamim from an ace or from a bokar. So not kol minan toin alia. Ma she'ein ken you talk about an oshim. Oshim, by definition, is either a keves or an ayil, depending on which oshim you're talking about. So that's always from the sheep family. Sheep family has tons of aliyah, and therefore it's toin chelev shtei akloyis. I would think, avadeh nidin shiyotin chelev shtei akloyis. Why does the pasuk have to tell you you put the chelev shtei akloyis? 50% of the keves or the ayil is full of chelev. Avadeh, you have to put that on the maroch. Matam aloymer. Eloi malach machil v'shtei akloyis omer ba'asha mutzu mechlal shlil. You don't go and put the chelev of the shlil. What's an ishda? Because it's a zocha. Same thing applies to all other kabbanis. You don't go and put the chelev v'shtei akloyis. So that's the pasuk that we're referring to. This it's not just a mametzino from Asham, but it's a gzeira shavah from Asham. The chelev v'shtei akloyis by hearing chelev v'shtei akloyis only by the animal itself and not from the baby. Is it good, right, Brother Shai? So that's the pasuk we're talking about.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. But that's only according to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, because I normally hold that the chelev of a shlil is full-fledged chelev that is osir b'achila, and you get kares, says Uk the Torah, but don't put it on the mizbech. Elidach, according to Rish Lakish, Ma'itzrach, it's never chelev, not even by chulin is it chelev. So why would even have a half a minute to go and put on the mizbech? I don't need a krah. Adrosha, Amalei Tamididin Nami Mehacha. In fact, that's my makar, says Rish Lakish. How do I know that this chelev of this shlil doesn't have the din of regular chelev? I don't have a pasuk for it. I learned it from here, from Kodshim. Since the Torah was megala by Kodshim, you don't put on the mizbeach. Why don't you put on the mizbeach? It's chelev. It looks like chelev. It smells like chelev. It tastes like chelev. Oh, because I've learned this drosha from the Oshim that it doesn't have it. A status of real chelev behema. Oh, if that's the case of the Gemara, that's how we learn from the case of Kudishim that you don't, that this chelev of the shlil, of this vlad, does not have a status of chelev behema. It's mutter la'achila alt chelev, it's osir alt nevela, but it doesn't have a din of kores, and that's what I learned from here. Ikriyamid is another version of the story which is similar but in reverse. Not Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, but Eisvei Rishuman Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. What's the kasha? We learn from the shlil, from the Oshem. Machilu shtei akloyis amuris ba'oshem mutzu mechlal shlil. You don't put on the mizbeach. Afkol mutzu mechlal shlil. You don't put on the mizbeach. Says now Rish Lakish Bishlam l'didi mishum hachi miyatir rachmana. Why was the Torah memayit? Because the Torah is megala that in fact this chelev is not chelev with a capital ches that you put on the mizbeach like part of Emorin. It has a status like a chelev chaya. It doesn't have the status of chelev behema. Don't put on the mizbeach. Elidach, but according to you, since this is regular, normal chelev, if you eat it, you get kares. The karev, why would the Torah be memayit? Why wouldn't the Torah say, yeah, put it on the maracha? Why is there this drasha from Asha? What's this? What's the logic? We find things similar to this. What do we find similar to this? What happens if a behemoth was born today? And I want to bring this behemoth today for a carbon. L'choira, it has everything working in its favor. Number one, kol lo chadoshev, it's a full term, 9 month old behemoth. It's walking and going and coming and eating and drinking and all the rest. It was yotzel avera oilam. So according to everybody, since you have both malice, it's kol lo chadoshev and yotzel avera oilam, it's a full-fledged behemoth. Can you bring this carbon today?
No.
This animal? No. You have to wait until it's 8 days old. Shor ay chesiv ay eiz ki yevolid v'hoi yeshiv as yomim tachas. He might... You got to wait for the 8th day. So now it's called Mechusas Man. Why is it Mechusas Man? The behemoth is good and fine and violent and it's going and coming and it's kolu chadoshev yotz la'avir. Nevertheless, the Torah says Mechusas Man, don't bring for carbon. Here too, even though this chaylev says Rabbi Yochanan is full-fledged chaylev like any other chaylev, the Torah says this is an exception to the rule that you don't go and put on the mizbeach. So we find these types of exceptions, the kasha and nishka kasha. Fine. Nu shtikla now. Omer abami. Hashoichres ha-treifa u-matzeba ben teschai. Until now we were talking about the case of our ben pekua, where you shechted a regular animal, a regular female pregnant animal, and then after that you open up the stomach and you find inside, oh, there's a vlad. And the vlad is already, Baruch Hashem, 9 months. It would have been born a day or two or 3 days later, and you shechted it before then. You remember when we started off the perek, it's not that this was just a coincidence. Very often they would dafka go and shecht it because they saw that the mommy was thrashing around because of labor pains. Nebuch, there's a vlad that's trying to get out, and they didn't give an epidural, and they didn't do a C-section, and this behemoth is suffering, so they specially shechted it because they were afraid that the behemoth would die. And if the behemoth dies, it becomes an avela. Shecht it schnell. Of course, you have to make sure after that that there is no tarfis, that there is no sirch in the lungs and all the rest. But nevertheless, if you shechted it in time, and it's a kosher animal, it's kosher. And now whether the ben pekuah inside is also edible immediately, or you have to wait for shechita, that was the machloket between the mayor and the rabbi. Here we're talking about that you shechted the animal and it was treif because there was a sircha in the lungs. Umatzeba ben tishachai, and you found inside the animal this live full-term vlad inside. The question is, what's the status of that little baby? Back in the Mishnah we said that if you have a ben pekuah, this is a ben pekuah situation, you shechted the mommy. According to the mayor, you cannot go and eat from the ben pekuah unless you go and shecht it. According to Rabbanan, no. The shechita of the mommy helped, it was machshir, even the baby itself. But now the mommy over here wasn't a kosher, it was a kosher animal, but it turned out not to be kosher because it's a treifa. Ah, so l'chayra, when do I say the ben pekuah, you can eat it, is because the mommy, you shechted it and it was kosher. So not only the mommy is kosher, but all the feet of the animal are kosher, all the vital organs are kosher. So this ben pekuah is an extension of the mommy and it's also kosher. But now that we find out that the rest of the animal is treif, what do I do with this ben pekuah? Is it also treif, I can't eat it, or is there some sort of aitza? Zoktach rabami ledivrei hu oiser. That means according to a mayor of the Mishnah that says that you cannot eat the ben pekuah just because of the shechita so'ein, but you have to go and shecht it separately. Fine, matter, shecht it separately, and it's kusha v'yusha, no problem. The divya matter, meaning the chacham in the Mishnah said it's a ben pekuah, and the shechita so'ein is matter it, oiser, you will not be able to eat from this vlad. This vlad is also ashtik treifa, and there's nothing you can do. You cannot go and shecht it. Why can't you go and shecht it? Because Rabbi Ami holds there's only one way of shechting the ben pekuah, and that is by shechting the mami of the ben pekuah. If that shechita worked to eat the rest of the flesh of the animal, you can eat the ben pekuah. If, however, if the shechita sa'im was not matir the rest of the animal because it was a treifa, you cannot eat the ben pekuah. You're stuck. You lost it. But on that second halacha, Rava disagrees. Rava Omar, there is a matter, nami mutter. According to the Chacham, there are matter through the Shechita Sa'im, you could shecht the Ben Pekua as well. Why? Because Dalit Simonim Achshe Bei Rachman. So in other words, we have a fundamental machloket between Rab Ami and Rava by the Ben Pekua, that the Mami's Shechita, the Shechita of the Mami, helps for the Ben Pekua according to Rabbanan. That's a Dover Pashat. That's what the Rabbanan hold. The question is, could you independently also go and shecht the Ben Pekua on its own without the Mami? Normally you wouldn't bother, because normally the Mami is kosher Shechita, so then the Ben Pekua is kosher. But over here we're talking about that the Mami turned out to be a Treifa. Do I have a salvation for this Ben Pekua? Says Rab Ami, every animal only has two simanim. Unfortunately, the two simanim didn't work for the Mami, and therefore it doesn't work for the baby, and Nebuchadnezzar says, Rabbi, no. By Ben Pekua, you have two alternatives. You have four simanim. You can go and check the two simanim of the Mami, and that's matter, that's great. Or you can go and check the two simanim of the Ben Pekua. Normally, I'm not going to bother shechting the Ben Pekua's two simanim because it's already kosher. In the case where the Mami is treifa, I have my backup option. I can go and check the two simanim of the Ben Pekua itself. Very nice. So this was the machloikis between Rab Ami and Rava. And now we're going to quote again another person who's going to talk about Hashoichedus HaTreifa. And then we're going to have a brice on the Amud Beis again, Hashoichedus HaTreifa. They all start off the same way. Om Rav Chisda, Hashoichedus HaTreifa, Umatzah Ba Ben Teschai. I have a Ben Pekua inside. What's the din? Says Rav Chisda Toin Shechita. It requires its own Shechita. Obviously he holds, like we said before, the Dalet Simanim, so you can shecht it. V'chayiv b'zroyu b'lechayim v'akeva. We normally haven't spoken that much about zroyu b'lechayim v'akeva throughout our Masechta. We're going to talk about that more towards the end of the Masechta. Thinking of Orva Reutiv Mitchum, we're going to get righteous, I guess. We're going to talk about that. And that is one of the Matlis Kahuna, is that by every time that you shecht a chulin animal, you have to give the zroyu b'lechayim v'akeva to the kohen. This is not like a carbon where you give the chaz of a shoik. Here you have to give Zerah L'chayim V'akeva. Why don't we give that today? And Mietchim, we're going to see that later on in Perek Rashis, I guess. One of the major problems is we don't know who the Kehanim are today. We have Kehanim that have a cheskis koyin, but we don't know for sure. Anyway, we'll talk about that later in the Masechta. The point that he's trying to make is that this Shechita is a bona fide shechita, and just like any other shechita, you have to go zroy v'chayim v'akev, you have to go and give to the kohen. Here too, you have to give the v'chayim v'akev to the kohen. Fine. The emes, what happens if eventually this ben teschai, this ben pekua, eventually dies? When? A year later? 5 years later? You didn't shecht it, you don't have to shecht it. And what happens? You have to shecht it if you want to eat from it. Toin shechita. But I don't want to eat from it. I just let it plow in the fields or whatever. And now it dies a year later, 2 years later. Torah milatami b'masa. Why is it Torah milatami? Because it had the benefit of the shechitas ho'ein. But you told me that that aim was treifa. So it's no different than any other shechita of a behemah, which is treifa. That even though the shechita is not matir to eat it, because it's a treifa, but it's metaheris midei neveila. Ah, so this shechita sa'im, which turned out to be a treifa, it wasn't matir ba'achila, but at least it was matir that was metayin bidein avela, and that's why no din of tum. Tum. Freit yetzimar omelay, by inzig marshid rabba, on the side it says omelay rabba, to'in shechita keman kiremeir, v'yemeis tohar melatam b'mamasa keman kiraban. The rabba is saying, l'choyri yurav chizda are being soiser yourself. You are contradicting yourself. Why? Because we start off the Braisa, not the Braisa. We start off Rav Chizda's statement that if you have this Ben Pekua and the Shechted, the mother, it's To'un Shechita. So the Gemara at this point holds To'un Shechita, Keman Rameir. I said before, Dalet Simanim, that was a mistake. That's only according to Rabbanim. We're going now according to the way Rab is asking his Kasha and Rav Chizda. He's saying, Rav Chizda, aren't you holding like Rameir? That Rameir says that Shechita Se'aim by a Ben Pekua is worthless, it's irrelevant. Every Ben Pekua, you shecht the Mami, you still have to shecht the baby inside, it's a separate animal, Bifnei Atzmoi. So you're saying over here, unfortunately the Shechita Se'aim was a treifa, says Rameir, Loi Malav Loi Moirid, I don't care. We anyway have to go and shecht the Ben Pekua, I'm going to shecht the Ben Pekua, don't shechita, and it's going to be fine. That's the first part of Rav Chizkiah's statement. But then Rav Chizkiah says, "V'yemeis tar melatam b'mamas." Why? Because we have the benefit of the shechita se'aim, that although it's not matir b'achila, it however is metayr b'dei nevela. That's going according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that the shechita se'aim has a positive effect for the ben pakur. In this case, it was a treifa, you can't eat it, but at least it's matir, it's metayr b'dei nevela. It is the chastira. Do you hold like Rameh? Do you hold like the Rabbanan? Says now Rav Chizkiah back to Rabba, let me ask you, Rabba Kasha. Hadin Tani Rav Chiyah, we have the following Brice Rav Chiyah, and this Brice Rav Chiyah is word for word the same as Rav Chizkiah. Now that we've concluded the brisa word for word like Rav Chizkiah, ask the same kasha. So in shechita kiman kiremeir, the amaz tor milatam b'mamasa kirabanan. So why are you screaming at me? Says Rav Chizkiah to Rabba. Scream at Rav Chiyah the Tana. I'm just quoting the Tana of this brisa. It's a bissel shver. Why did Rav Chizkiah say this on his own? Why didn't he say, I have a brisa of Rav Chiyah? If you look at the top toises, for the tam echad etoni Rav Chiyah teima. Since Rav Chizkiah knew about the Braisa, why is he taking credit for himself? I have a Braisa. I don't want to go and tell you this Braisa. You may not have heard the Braisa. Well, let me tell you the Chiddush of Rav Chizkiah and the Braisa. He just satois in black by the kasha. Anyway, so the question is, don't scream at me. I have Rav Chizkiah that supports me. But we have a kasha tak and Rav Chizkiah. Rav Chizkiah seems to hold both like a mayor and like the Rabbanim. So you hold like kasha. Rav Chiyah im kvar mitzoy meis ka'amar. Don't read the brice of the im meis tor milatame, but rather im kvar mitzoy meis, which means the brice starts off hashoich lesetreifa umatze ba ben tisha chai toin shchita. Now skip a line. The im meis, however, if you find that it wasn't a ben tes chai, it was a ben tes meis, then tor milatame ben maso. Okay, so what's the reason? So how is that into the kasha? That answers the kasha that the brice is totally remeir, not the rabbanan at all. So, but how are you telling me that the shechita se'aim helps by the ben pakur? You said according to remeir, it doesn't help at all. No, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment on Ayin Dalid Omid Aleph. If you look at the Mishnah all the way on the bottom, it says, Ashoich Reza Behema, Umatzeba, either ben Shmoy Nechai or Meis, or, now the key, he found inside a ben tisha maize, it's dead. Koiroi umaitzi es damai, go and take out all the blood, salt it, etc. And then you'll be able to eat this vlad, which is maize, because the shechita se'aim helped for the baby. However, matzvah din shechai, if it's a separate live animal already, it's a ben tisha chai, then it requires its own shechita to remain. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? In the Reisha, it's talking about that nafel inside, it's only ben Shmoy Nechai, it will never have life. So it's like a dead piece of meat. So it's like any other dead piece of meat within this behema that you're shechting. When you shech the behema, every part, the Gantzer Amach Eivorim, the Shesogidim of this behema, is now going to be Mutalecha. So even this Vlad inside, which is dead. It's not a separate behemoth. It's dead. Also, you'll be able to go and eat from it. Just make sure you go and salt it and take out the dam. However, what's a ben tishchai? It's a separate behemoth. If they add some, two separate behemoths, each one requires its own shechita. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, says the Gemara, the brice is not shver on me, says Rabba. You know why? Because when it says in the brice, it says the emes, it doesn't mean that if it dies a year later, 5 years later. We're talking about the emes, if in utero, when you went and took out the vlad from the treifa, you shechted the treifa, you opened it up, you find inside. If you find that inside was ben teshechai, Remeir says, makes no difference. You cannot rely on the shechita se'aim. Toi shechita, you have to go and shecht the animal. You have to shecht the vlad. On the other hand, if you didn't find bentes chai, you found bentes meis, it's Torah milatame. Why is it Torah milatame b'masa? Because that's like the ratio of our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet that if you found a Ben Tisha mace, you're even allowed to go and eat from it. And not only allowed to eat, but you're also, well, not even you're allowed, not only is it Torah Milatame B'masa, it's even edible. Just make sure you take out the dam, squeeze it out, salt it, then you can go and eat the vlad. So not only can you eat the vlad, the same thing applies, Torah Milatame B'masa. So the whole thing can go according to the Rameir, and instead of in mace, it means in Mitzoy mace, that it was already died. Okay. You, Rav Chizkiya, they're saying the same halacha, and you didn't say that the sefer of your halacha is talking about matzei meis. You're talking about later on it's going to be meis. So I don't understand you. How can you go and say that it's tor milatame b'masa? Is the chasimin that it's a ben pekua like the Rabbanan, and you're relying on the shechita se'em? Then why do you say torn shechita? You should go and say you can't do a shechita, because the mommy was a treifa, and now it's all too late. Mekenshinisht. Every the Gemara, Amalei, Sir, Rav Chizkiya said, L'di nami l'kasha, Tal simonim achshe beirachmona. Like we said on the Amud Aleph, like Rava said, that the Torah was machshe for simonim. In other words, if the mommy had a kosher shechita, because the behema was a normal, regular behema, then the ben pekua doesn't need shechita. But here that the mommy was unfortunately a treifa, then the baby toin shechita. But it's no problem, because Dalet Simona Machshe Beirachmona. And now that we know this, we understand why the Maseiros HaShas changed Rava on the second line to Rabba. Why is Rava even asking the Kasha? Rava also holds with the Dalet Simonim. That's what he said in the Amud Aleph. That's why he argued with Rabbami. So why did he even ask a Kasha? That this must be Reisha like Rameir, the Seifa is like the Rabbanan. No, the whole thing can go according to Rabban, even the Reisha. I says toin shechita, because you have Dalet Simonim. Either the Mami Simonim, and if the Mami is a treif, and then you go and toin shechita, you shech the baby itself. So what was Rabba's kasha? It's the chasimin, it wasn't Rabba, it was Rabba. Good. Rabbi says, that moichel abisla shtila, mantai rechush ve'erlechin abisla shtila, it's a shver for the oilim teher. Everything was, zutim was vaitim. Kisolik Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira came up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei Lirb Asi, the site says, Reb Ami, Tiyosef Ekomalei L'Hashmaitze, that he was repeating this Kanta Shikulta, not Reb Ami, no, Rebbe alone. Okay, anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Ekomalei L'Hashmaitze. So he said this Shtikul Torah, what's the Shtikul Torah that we just said now, that you have Dalet Simonim Achshe Beirachmana, Omalei Sitolim Yiyasher. Good gizot. What you said is perfect. V'chenom Reb Yoichanan. By uns here in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan also passed in the same way that you have Dalet Simonim. So therefore, if the mommy animal turns out to be a treifa, so the shechita didn't help, no problem, go and shech ben pekur. Because there are Dalet Simonim. Now the fact that he said v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan sounds like l'chlal de paligalei Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Because if Rabbi Lakish holds like Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't it say v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan, v'chinam Rabbi Lakish? Why does it say only Rabbi Yochanan? Everyone nishkaraya. Skonzain Reish Lakish also agreed to Rabbi Yochanan, and Skonzain he argues with Rabbi Yochanan. The reason why I, Rabbi Asi, don't know is because Masha Havishoyilei Vishosiklei. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The Reish Lakish was very, very a grace of Baldera Cheretz. He was a real gentleman. When Rabbi Yochanan gave a shir, and Reish Lakish felt that Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake, he wouldn't jump on him. But rather, he gave him an hour or two to rethink the shir after the shir is over, so that Rabbi Yochanan can go and say, Rabbi Yisai, I want to make a change. I said X, Y, Z. I made a mistake. It really is A, B, C. So Reish Lakish wouldn't jump. Misha Habishoyle. The word Misha is from the Lashon Shehiyah, like we had by the Shechita Shehiyah, if you take a break and you wait. He would always wait for him, says Rashi, an hour, two Vishasik, to see whether he changes his mind. So it could be that at the end, he did not change his mind, and Reish Lakish argued. The problem was that Reb Asi said, I left in the meantime, I didn't stick around to hear what the conclusion was. Or, Ikadiyama, there's another pshat, Mishta Hava Shossi, Vishosiklei, that the reason why Reish Lakish didn't jump up and argue or agree with Reb Yochanan, because at the time Reb Yochanan was given the shir, he, Reish Lakish, was drinking water. Not that he was drinking water somewhere else. He was drinking water there in the middle of the shir, and therefore he didn't want to say anything. Shemiyakim kona leveshit. You're not supposed to talk when you're eating or drinking. So he didn't say anything. And whilst he was drinking that water, Reb Asi left the shir room, figuring that the shir is over, and he left. So he never heard what Reish Lakish said at the end. So both of these Ikkar Amris come out the same way. The Rabasi says, I really don't know what Reish Lakish holds because I left in the middle. According to the first pshat, I left in the middle, meaning after the shiur was over. But in that interim time before Reish Lakish would go and ask Akasha. So I don't know ultimately whether he did ask Akasha, didn't ask Akasha. Well, the Ikkar Amri is, I left during the time that Reish Lakish was drinking some cold water. I left the room and I don't know what happened, whether Reish Lakish ultimately did agree or disagree. Fine. What was Reb Shimon Shazuri? You remember back on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. At the top of the Amud, Reb Shimon Shazuri, I'm afilu ben chomishonim v'choyresh besada shchitas imoy mitar rosai. Even it's 5 years later. We had this Ben Pekua, was born today. And the mami wasn't born yet. It was still in the mami's stomach. We shechted the mami. The shchita helps not only for the mami, but also for the vlad inside. Like the Rabbanan said on the Amud Aleph, Ben Pekua, it helps. What happens now? We didn't go and shecht it immediately, or a day later, or a week later. This is a good, strong vlad, starka animal, so I let it grow for 5 years, and during that 5 years, it was chodesh basada, it did lots of harisha, lots of plowing. Strong animal. And finally, after 5 years, I decided, you know what? This behemoth, it's already time for retirement. Let's go and shecht, let's go and shecht, and let's go and eat it. Said Reb Shimon Shazuri, you don't need to shecht it. It's a ben pekua. Even though it's 5 years later, you don't need to. So Frey Tigmara, the Tanakama said the same thing. Haina Tanakama also said you don't need shechita. Vos is the nafkimina. Rav Kahana, hifris al gabe karke ik min hay. The nafkimina is whether this ben pekua left the mother's stomach and started walking on on dry land. What difference does that make? The Tanakhama says, even though Me'ikr Dedina, this Ben Pekua does not need Shechita. However, since it's walking around, were someone to go and now eat it without Shechita, they would say he's a Balaveira. He would say, Ashayit. Can you imagine? He ate Behema Fleish without Shechting it. You cannot eat it, by the way, when it's alive. That's a separate Isra Bal Teshatza. So he took a baseball bat, clapped it over the head, and killed the Vlad and eat the meat. Minatoi, you're allowed to do that. However, Maris Ayin Midrabanan, people think this Choshev Erlechid, Rabbi Yankel Hakoyin Smith, went and ate from meat without Shechita. So therefore, at Maris Ayin, if it's walking around, you're not allowed to eat from it unless you shecht it, according to the Tanakam. Shem Shizuri is not going to this. Gzairi said, no, even 5 years later, you can go and eat from it without Shechita. Machlekes. Omra Mishash, Ledivri Oim Choshin Lezera Av. Ben Pekua Habo Al Behim Al Yisa Havlad Ein Loitakon. Ooh, Rav Misharshi says something fascinating. What happens if you hold Choshen Zera'av? Meaning, usually by Behemis, we're not Choshen Zera'av, because after all, Behemis don't have Chupa Vikidushin with a Ksuba and with a $5 million Chasana like we find sometimes today. They just mate. So, after the Behemis gets pregnant, the Behemis itself doesn't even know with who it was consorting, because after all, it's just a Behemis. But if you hold Choshen Zera'av, then what happens if you have a mixed marriage? You have a Ben Pekua, Habo Al Behemim Al Yisa, which lived with a regular, normal Behemim. Not a Ben Pekua, just a regular animal. No, nothing wrong with that. There's no Upsa. Isser Aroyis. It's a Ben Pekua living with a Behemim Al Yisa. And now they gave birth together to a Vlad. What's the status of this Vlad? So I would think, you know, go and shecht it and eat it, no problem. No, no, a Vlad ain't loitakana. Why ain't loitakana? So Rashi says, because since Choshen Zera'av, every animal has its own two simanim, a kana nevashit. We have now a father and mother animal to this vlad. The father doesn't require shechita because the father is a ben pekur. And so therefore Rashi says, it's as if one simen of the vlad is already geshachten. It's already slaughtered. It wasn't geshachten, of course not. But since it's the after it's the birth from this father, which is a ben pekua, the ben pekua doesn't require shechita. So then this vlad also doesn't require shechita mitzad ho'av. So it's as if one of these two simanim in the vlad has already been geshachted. You don't need to shecht. On the other hand, but its mami was a regular animal. Since it's a regular animal, you do need shechita. So go and shecht the remaining simen. So Rashi, a behemah requires two simanim. By an oif, you can go and shecht one simen. Behema requires two simon. Therefore, I only have one simon left. I know it sounds a little bit strange. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, Ein Lei Takana. That's a few lines lower, two lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Ein Lei Takana. Shari Hu Kimish Ein Lei Simen Alchem Mitzayima. He only has one simen. Shas Simen Hasheini of the father Shochev Oimedu. It's like already Gishachtim. Shein Shchita Nehegis Bar. Just like the father doesn't have a din of Shchita because it's Ben Pekua. Half of the Vlad doesn't need Shchita. So therefore, it's as if one simen is already done. Vein Bechat Simen Lei Miskashra. If I sin the basal in the start of the come. Okay, fine, they're good. Getting back to our Gemara, therefore Havlad, Ein Lei Takana. Omer Abaya. Abaya disagrees somewhat with Ram Sharsha, and he says, Hakol Moidim, everybody would agree, that Kolet Ben Pekua, Shemutter. What means Kolet Ben Pekua? If you have a Ben Pekua, which is not only a Ben Pekua, but it's a Kolet. Kolet, as you know, means that the hooves are not split, but they are merged and fused together as if it was a behemoth tzmeh. But it wasn't a behemoth tzmeh because both father and mother were both kosher animals. But the hooves of this ben pekua, it was what we call in English a mutant. Whether this ever happened in history, I don't know. But if it were to occur, and you have a kolet ben pekua, it's mutter. Meaning, although we had a machloikis between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon Shizuri, if you let this behemoth walk around, said the Rabban, now you already have Gzeira Midrabanon. Says Abaya, even the Rabban would agree over here that you have no Gzeira, and even if the animal is 5 or 10 years old, this Ben Pekua, just kill it and eat it. You do not need Shchita. But we said before that if it's Hifras Al-Gabe Karka, the Rabban hold no, that you can no longer eat it without Shchita. Midrabanon. So to my time, what's the reason for Abaya's Psak? Kol Milta Detzmiya, Mikha Dechira Le'inchi. Anything which looks very, very outstanding, very extraordinary, people remember. So therefore, in 5 or 10 years from now, people see that somebody hit a kolet over the head and started eating from it. It's a kolet, it's a treifa behem. It's not a treifa behem. Look, you see that it's a cow that's walking around. It's not a treifa behem. Yeah, but how did you just go and kill it? Don't you remember this kolet has another special aspect to it that 5 years ago was born as a ben pekua? Ooh, I forgot. But now you reminded me. Anything which is to me which is strange and extraordinary, people remember. So I don't have to make the gzeh. Ikriyami, there's another version of Abaya, Omer Abaya. Hakol Moidim Bekolet Ben Kluta, Ben Pekur, Shemutter. What happens if you have two generations Ben Pekur? You have a Kolet Ben Kluta Ben Pekur. I don't know if you have two generations Ben Pekur, but you have two generations Kolet, meaning that the mommy was a Kluta, and now the child was a kolut ben pekua, so a kolut within a kluta. This is really strange. The mommy was a regular cow, but she was a kluta. The hooves were fused and were not split. And this mommy now gave birth to a ben pekua. Didn't give birth to ben pekua, was inside the blood. Even the Rabbanu would agree that 5 years later, muta, you don't need shchita, it's not a maris ayin. My timer, pray to me, mitkatchir inchi. Even if I disagree with that first abai, the first ikadi amri, because that was only one tamiya. Here's a double tamiya. People are asking, how can you go and eat this without shchita? Come on, don't you remember? You see, it's a kolot. Oh, mazel tov. Don't you remember the mommy was? Yeah, the mommy was also kluta. Oh, and it was a ben pekul. Ah, niyat v'shtayet the ganze masa. So people remember. Fine, so you don't make exact. Right, Amr Ziri Amr Abchanina, Halokh Reb Shimon Shizuri, we passed Reb Shimon Shizuri of our Mishnah, that Reb Shimon Shizuri said that even 5 years later, you can eat it without Shechita. V'chein Reb Shimon Shizuri matter not only by the Ben Pekua, but by Benoi, Uben Benoi, Atsoif Kol Hadoirois. If this Ben Pekua had a child, and let's assume that the Ben Pekua made it with another Ben Pekua, or Bas Pekua, if you will, so now their child, even though it was born normally, you do not need to do shchita, because since both the tati and the mami didn't need shchita, ben pekua with bas pekua, then the child also does not, and not only it, but its child and its child, and soif kol hadoiros, because they all have the benefit of, in the genes, this ben pekua. Not that the child is a ben pekua, the child was born normally, but since the parents were ben pekuas, you don't need shchita even for the einiklach. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Who mutter? About the Ben Pekua itself is mutter. Benoi is osir, so don't extend it beyond that. We don't know exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Is he saying we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? Or is he saying we paskin like Shimon Shizuri, but only by itself and not by the benoy. We're going to come back to this Yochanan in a moment. In the meantime, the Gemara tells us a story. Ad bar chavu havalei ben pekua de nofel duba ale. He had a ben pekua which was already a couple of years old, and a duba. I know you and I, when we see the word duba, we think of it's a deer, it's a doiv. Rashi says, no, the word duba over here means a ze'ev, because a dalet and a zayin are mischalef, like the word zohar in Hebrew is dechar in Gemara Lashon. Anyway, so nofel, a ze'ev fell on it, and grabbed it, and tore it, this ben pekua. However, it was not a treifa, even though it grabbed it, your emistik, but it did not cause a tzimantarf. Also, the Kamdir of Ashi comes in front of Ashi, Omalei, Ruzil Shafti, go and Shafti, even though it's 5 years old. You can go and Shafti, no problem. Omalei, Omaz, Ilim, Rabchanina, Halach, Rab Shimon Shazuri, Bechen, Rab Shimon Shazuri, Mata, Benoy, Ben Benoy, Atzef, Kaladoyis. Now, Phil, Rabbi Yochan, like Omel Benoy, Ava Iulei, Omalei, so Ava Iulei, meaning that this is a Ben Pekua. If it's a Ben Pekua, why are you telling me we have to go and Shafti? Elamai, because you hold like the Rabbanan. No, Ziri said, Halach, Rab Shimon Shazuri. And Reb Shimon Shazuri even went beyond the matter Benoy Ben Benay Tzivik Aver. And even Reb Yochanan like Omar, when Reb Yochanan disagreed a moment ago, he was only disagreeing with Gabe Benoy. Aval Ihu Loi. Sounds like Reb Yochanan agreed that we paskal like Reb Shimon Shazuri, and therefore years later you do not need Shechita. So why did Reb Ashi say Zil Shachtei? It's a Ben Pekua. It's 5 years later. Why can't I go and just clap it over the head and go and eat it? Amalei, so he told him, no. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan did Rabbi Shimon Shazuri k'omar. I'm sorry. Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan did Rabbi Shimon Shazuri k'omar. He's not passing like Shimon Shazuri. He's just saying, even though Rabbi Shimon Shazuri was matter by itself, but do not say, like Ze'iri said, that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is matter the benoy or ben benoy atzif kaladoyis, says Rabbi Yochanan, I respectfully disagree. That's not what Reb Shimon Shazuri said. He only said, "Hu mutter ubenoy osir." But I'm not saying Reb Yochanan is passing Reb Shimon Shazuri. I'm just clarifying that Reb Shimon Shazuri said in our Mishnah, "You do not need shechita even 5 years later. It's only by who, but not by the benoy, not by the children. Shul Navada do need shechita after all. The parents were, we hold dalit simana mar rachmana. You can go and shaft it, no problem." Zokti Mara Amalei Rabbi Yochanan LeDivrei Shimon Shazuri Kam Amalei LeDivrei Shimon Shazuri Kam. Period. Frank Mara. I go Rav Bar Chanina Ulam Rav Chanina Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. We pascha like Rav Shimon Shazuri. V'lo Yoi Elokom Mokshe Shishana Rav Shimon Shazuri Mishasenu Halacha Kamoisai. Wherever we find Rav Shimon Shazuri in our Mishnah, we pascha like him, and we're going to find a couple more Rav Shimon Shazuris in another moment. So we pascha like Shimon Shazuri. Why did Rav Ashi paskin Zil Shachtei? We pass the Shimon Shazuri, you don't need to shecht it, it's a Ben Pekua, even though it's 5 years later. Amalei Anoki Hosvirali. I don't hold like what you just said, that Kol Makim Shishon Reb Shimon Shazuri, Halach Kemoisai, but rather Ki Hosvirali, the Omer Reb Yoinison, Reb Yoinison, Halach Reb Shimon Shazuri, B'mesukan, U'b'betumas, Maisa Shol Demai. We only pass Reb Shimon Shazuri in these two cases, the Mesukan, and the Trumas Maisa Shol Demai. Now what are these two cases? Zoki Mordi Nabri Shoino Yoimre, my Yoitze Bekoil of Yamakis, who gave Ishi or Eli Yichtu Yitnu. As we know, if a husband wants to give a get to his wife and he wants to leave town, he has to go and tell either two Adim or he has to tell the Bezdin, Kisvu Utanu. I want you to write a get and hand it over. If he only says Kisvu, you don't have it over him because we're afraid that he's just being Misalsubashi. He's just making jokes and playing with his wife. He doesn't want to give her a get. He's only saying, yo, mitraman, but he doesn't want to give the get to the wife. However, they said, some of the Nebuchadnezzar is being taken to the gallows, Nebuchadnezzar to be killed by the Malchus, to be executed. And as he's walking, he's saying, Shnel Chevra Kisvu Get Li Ishti, and he didn't say, Tanu, what's the reason why? Because he was Chil Ura Odi Yoichazen. He knew that this is the last few moments on this world. That's why he wasn't able to formulate Kisvu Tanu. It was just too noivis. He left out the word Tanu. But Anan Sadi, that he meant Tanu, go and give it. Chazur Loimer, later on, after the Barishoin, in later years, they said, you know what, the same thing applies up from Farish V'yotz B'Shayar. Someone who's now going to take a voyage in a boat, or he's going to go out on a caravan in the desert. He's plenty noivis from who knows what could happen. All types of chayis rois, all types of listim. No, no, no. If he just said kisvu, he meant kisvu tanu. Shem Shazuri goes one step further. Afa masukin, someone who's never chagoyseis in bed, and he only said kisvu, it's kisvu utanu. We paskin like this, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, hand over the get. Why didn't he say tenu? Because Nebuchadnezzar, he had other things that he was nervous about. Second halach, tumis maisa shel demai. What's tumis maisa? Everybody knows that when a Levi gets maser, he has to go and give maisa min ha-maser to the kohen. And that tumis maisa, that maser min ha-maser, has the same din of truma that a zor is not allowed to eat from it. You're allowed to eat maser rishon. Not only a Levi can eat Maser Rishon, a Yisrael can also eat. If he invites him in, eats a Maser Rishon, no problem. But you cannot eat Trumas Meiser unless you're a Koyin. Same din, just like Trum. Did not. So what's the din that we're talking about? Trumas Meiser shall demai. The whole Meiser that was given was demai. Not that you needed it for sure, because Roiva Ma'oret Ma'asun Heim, but there is a small percentage that doesn't. We were choshed for them, and therefore you have to give demai. But when I'm Trumas Meiser shall demai, Shechazalim Koyimah, it got mixed up back in the original Maiser, or in the original Chulin. It got mixed in. Now, because Maaser Shel Demai, I'm sorry, Trumas Maiser, has the same din as Truma, now everything is now Meduma. The only person that could possibly eat from all of this Maiser, or from all of this Chulin, is only a Koyin. By definition, there's going to be a big Hefsid Mamayin. What happens if you had a million bushels of Chulin, or of Maiser? By the fact that the Trumas Meiser now came back and mixed in with it, ay, 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 I can only charge 25% of what I normally would charge, because the only people that have a demand to eat this is only Kehana. Nobody else can go and eat. It's a tremendous, tremendous hefsin. You know what you can do? Af b'choil. Not only Shabbos, we're there out because of the Inyan of Suda Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, we're matter to go and ask the Am Oretz, did you give Meiser? But even during the week, Sheyala, you can go and ask the Am Oretz, tell me the truth. Did you give Meiseris from your Tvua, from your original Teva? And if he says, yes, I did, Oichle Alpiv, you can trust him. That's, of course, a big Kiddush. Normally, we don't trust Am Oretz. It's possible in Shimon Jezuri, because of the reason this is only Demai in the first place. Roiv Am Oretz Ma'asun Heim. We're only worried about that Miut. If the Miut, the guy tells you, I did it, you can rely on him by Hefsed Godol, and it's Mutalach, you can eat it after all. When he says, yes, I give the Meisers, since it's not real Trumas Meiser, I didn't need to give the Meiser, I didn't need the Trumas Meiser, so therefore you can go and eat it. We paskin like that, Rav Shimon Shazuri. But this Mandiyama holds, we do not paskin like our Rav Shimon Shazuri, that even when it's 5 years later, that you can go and eat for it. We hold like the Rabbanan, that there's Maris Hayim. And this is Halach even today. In fact, I spoke to a Shoichit back on Sunday. The Shoichit was overhearing our shir. He says he was a Shoichit, he learned Hilchas Shechita. If you go and shecht a mami animal, and you find a ben paku, which is alive inside, and you want to eat it without Shechita, you kill it on the spot. You go and hit it and kill it, and then you can go and eat from it without further Shechita. However, if you allow this ben tishakai to come out and start walking around from that point on, it requires its own shechita. We pass on like Rabbanan and not like Reb Shimon Shizuri. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zag. You mentioned